The Economy of Power says this. It's simple. I hope you get this. You don't have to wait for other people to give you permission to be powerful. You already are. All you do is vote yourself in. Call it Christ consciousness, the Buddhahood, and the flow of energy that past deities tapped into, that same energy is available today. All you have to do is ask for it to show up in your life. All you have to do is decide to vote yourself in. The mere fact that you have placed your attention on this critical first step shows you're on your way. Everyone wants power. That's why they search for the keys of the kingdom at church, on YouTube, in books, in the latest attraction books. Was there really a secret? And if you boiled it all down to religions, all of them are teaching people how to access their own individual power. P.S. God is bigger than any single religion. Power. Not in some retarded I'm a guru way, but simply in your ability to be in control over your environment, your income, and in control over life circumstances and your own goals. Also know that you were born with a mind to invite greatness to you and a body to manage power. Inside of each of us, intrinsically, our fascination with power is because we know that Madonna and Springsteen, U.S. presidents, Donald Trump aren't using anything within them that we also don't possess. Steve Jobs, Einstein, it's all the same. You have the same consciousness. You have access to the same power, the same universal conscious mind as they did. That's why we spy in on them. That's why we look up to the guru. Because we know that inside of what's inside of them, if we could just get a little bit, we could use it. And therefore, we spy. And we watch and we follow and we subscribe and we buy. Which then makes the punchline obvious that extreme power, massive influence, intuitive knowledge, and genius are available to all of us. Now, not later, virtually on demand as it was centuries ago amongst the gurus of yesteryear. So the question remains, why not you? Why not me? We can tap into the Alpha Code, the God Mind, the all-seeing eye, the Illuminati, the massive power. You can do all things through God who strengthens you. All of that. What's so delicious and beautiful about the law of attraction is that once you fully harness their ability, you can actually obligate success back to yourself by becoming the cause. Okay, now run the math. All of the great biographies have reminded us of this fact, almost as if not to meant that we were lazy, almost as if begging the question, what are you waiting for? What this all boils down to is the develop your desire force. That force inside of you. That idea, that thing, that what you think about comes about, and what you put your focus on or force on grows. It grows. Ronald Reagan, even as a boy, wrote his name half inch high, almost as if he somehow knew that someday he would be somebody. He was obligating success. Donald Trump, when they said, "What do you want to call the building?" he said, "Call it Trump Tower. I don't want them confused who owns it." It's almost as if he was obligating his success. I graduated almost last in my high school, and then I went to the Army. And I was in the lowest level of the combat engineers, basically a grunt that carried a landmine. And I'd ask if anyone could be more common than me. I was raised by a single mom and I grew up in a trailer park. Could anyone be more common than me? Struggle. There's no money for college. Borrowing's not an option because we didn't know you could do that. And all you do is develop your desire force. That's what I did step by step. And I began to write it down and reveal to people and show them in books the things that I had learned. And then by so doing, by sharing with other people, I began to read these ideas, these things about that it's better to give than to receive. And that true power was in gratitude. True power was in giving away. And that if you give to others, value would flow back to you. And so I began to write and I said, instead of asking people to buy books from an unknown person, what if I just gave them the book? And I said, here, because the science of getting rich says it's better to give than to receive. I also learned that in Sunday school. And Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you get what you want. And so I began to take everything that I had learned about money and debt and management and investing as an average person. I didn't go to college. I don't have a certificate. I don't have anything. I'm not qualified to do anything. And I just took this idea and I added it to this mindset, this idea that I have of continual growth that I could press my intent into the universe. I could just push my way into there. I could just push. And have influence and point some people, not all people. See, I don't need all people, just some people. I used to teach this idea in my sales classes. I'm not trying to sell to everyone, just someone. I don't have to get it right. I just have to get it going. I'm not for everyone. I'm only looking for the people who are looking for me. And so as I began to share this idea of investing for dividends and this idea of how to trade and this idea of investing in real estate, guess what? Guess who the message is for? It's only for the people who are looking for me. And so if the message doesn't resonate with you, it's not for you. The message has been given away free as I push my intent into the universe. Using the same God mind, that same internal force that's available to everyone. The same thing that made me a rich man, that made me financially free, that same mind is available to anyone. Then once you're surrounded with lots of people, you all exchange money. You'll buy things from each other, and it's never ending roller coaster ride of caviar dreams and 100 new friends with some really cool experiences begin to show up. See, when I wanted more friends, I created an atmosphere to attract like-minded people. And so when I wanted people who wanted to talk about investing, I just pushed my intent into the universe. When I was in my sales business and I wanted to share it, I just began to share my dream, my goal. I began to just push that into the universe. And other people who were looking for the same thing responded. And there's no trick and there's no scheme. And then I just sent them free information. The difference was I showed up every day. Every day I checked my voicemail. Every day I would check my email. Every day I checked my mailbox. And every day I would respond. And I would run ads and I would mail and I would run ads and I would just push my intent into the universe and demand value. Many of these people that I began to talk to and began to share with this idea of the Alpha Code. See, I knew that I could be a reward for other people. I could be a reward for 1,000 people. That if I help 10,000 people, I could help 100,000 people. And then if I helped 1,000 people, guess what? 100 of them would do an exchange with me. And if I helped 1,000 people, see what I'm saying? And if I helped 10,000 people, 1,000 of them would do an exchange with me. Basically, what I set up in my life was to surround myself with a like group mind people, who in turn we would swap ideas and energy and money between ourselves. And therefore, because we all share in the same good news, the same brain trust, and the same focused society, I was always attracting big thinkers and people of similar mind, same universal mind, same God mind. And guess what? Guess what they're looking for? They were looking for me. They were looking for the same message. And that's it. The Alpha Code. It's about expressing and exercising that God-given force, that right that you were born with, that you have access to, that all you have to do is to begin to speak it, begin to think it, begin to talk it, begin to share it, and watch what happens. Watch how other people begin to do things to assist you, to help you, to make your dreams become true. Because by helping you, they help themselves. See, that's what it's about being an influencer. That when you become a gift for other people, just being in your presence, being surrounded by you, being in touch with you, the world always makes room for big people. It has to. Because the system will always make room for the 3% who take the time to tame it. And it makes room for those who will do whatever it takes to scrape. If I had to crawl, I would crawl your way back to the front of the flock. Hey, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to The Science of Getting Rich. If you haven't already gotten a copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, just hit me up on text message, email, or DM, and I'd be more than happy to send you a copy. As always, God bless.